Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Apple announced this week that it will invest $1 billion to build a new campus in Austin, Texas, adding as many as 15,000 jobs over the long term. Apple will also be adding jobs in Seattle, San Diego, Culver City, Pittsburgh, New York, Boulder, Boston, and Portland, Oregon. The company pledged to invest billions in the U.S. earlier this year after it reaped big benefits from the new tax law. Jimmy Moss is a reporter at KUT in Austin. He joins us now. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks
and,
for having me.
You know, we had all this buildup to the question of where Amazon's HQ2 headquarters was going to be. Was this a surprise yesterday that Apple, I mean, it's not as big as the HQ2 headquarters, but 15,000 jobs? That's a lot for Austin.
It is. It is a lot. Quietly within, you know, while the uproar, maybe excitement is a better word, over the Amazon decision, there was an announcement from Apple that they would be looking for something of this size to invest in. So it wasn't a surprise. And the fact that it's even in Austin may not necessarily be a surprise if you're familiar with, the Apple culture here.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reaction been like there?
Well, I would say generally positive. There is, as you might imagine, a lot of exuberance coming from chamber folks, the Chamber of Commerce and the City Council and whatnot. This is going to be on the very far north end of Austin. So this is in an area where the city moves into a different county, Williamson County, which is traditionally not really thought of as technically part of Austin. It's more of a suburban area of the city. So this is development in a part of town that doesn't normally see it, and the size of development that probably wouldn't see this. This Williamson County is also home to Dell, though, which is in the city of Round Rock, which is probably 15 miles away.
Is there any concern about what this is going to do to traffic? And I know that traffic is already a pretty big issue in Austin.
You know, I would say no, because this area is, it's, as I said, it's more suburban. Mm-hmm. It's more built out for expansion and space, and a lot of, you know, what it might do is create some affordability issues in that part of the community that was traditionally seen as an affordable or maybe more affordable place to live than in internal interior Austin, but it might create some affordability issues out there.
Did Apple get tax benefits from the city in exchange for this?
Well, not from the city. The city maintains it gave nothing to Apple. Our state laws are sort of written in a way that makes it difficult for cities to provide additional incentives. There is a large state fund, the Texas Enterprise Fund, that is given by the governor, controlled by the governor. And if all goes to plan, Apple meets all the criteria, the number of jobs, wage standards, they exceed levels of capital investment, that kind of stuff, they could receive $25 million in a tax rebate effectively once all is said and done. Now, I should tell you that in 2012, Apple was awarded $21 million for another Austin campus. And to date, they've only collected about $6 million of that.
That's Jimmy Moss, a reporter at KUT in Austin, as some of the big players in Silicon Valley continue to extend their tentacles beyond California, with Apple saying that it is going to build a new campus in Austin, Texas. Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you.